built smart, move fast, get the edge of last. This is the Catalyst.
Well, hi there, and welcome to The Catalyst, the podcast for the Long Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. My name is Stuart Takahara, the Vice President of Membership here for the Long Beach Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to a very special audio-only edition of The Catalyst. So why audio-only? Why special? Well, we don't have a guest this week. And one of the things that I've been trying to do is making sure that a new episode gets published every single week. That consistency is something that I want to make sure that we continue as we grow The Catalyst. That's why I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. This audio only episode, though, is a special one because you got me. And I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about to make sure that we get these regular posts. And the one thing I think I really want to talk about today is how to get the most out of your chamber membership. It's the one thing that ever since I started here at the chamber back in about a year ago, you know, I pretty much talked with every new member on the phone. And I asked them, why do you want to join? I asked them, why do you want to join the chamber? What do you hope to get out of it? What do you view as success? What are you hoping to accomplish? And for the most part, I would say the majority of you guys say, I want to network. I want to grow my business. I want to expand my reach and my influence. I want to give back. You know, I want to do some really cool things. And that is exactly what the chamber membership can do for you. But what we've seen a lot of times is people, they'll join, they'll get excited. I feel like we're doing a decent job of onboarding. We're always working at trying to do that. But what happens later is what baffles me is the excitement kind of wears out. And more priorities or more things or new things take over priority over attending chamber events. You start going strong and then things start kind of weaning off. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, life happens. You know, we understand that there's not everything perfect. But let me tell you a little story about me and why I think that it's so important that chamber activity and your membership still remains one of the top priorities in building and marketing your business. So when I was living back in Sacramento, I grew up there, I started a business. It was an ad specialty business. It was one of those companies you put, you know, that does like logos on hats and t-shirts and pens and mugs and things like that, you know, promotional products kind of stuff. And I didn't know where to start to build it. So I started doing some research and they said, oh, go join the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce. And I did. And oh man, those mixers that I attended opened up a world of opportunity for me. I started attending everything that I could because it was such a great tool for me to be able to market and grow my business and just get people to know who I was. Because again, in a town like Long Beach, you know, one person, you can get lost. So getting in there and just introducing myself, becoming more regular, seeing people at this, and this probably happens to you too. When you get introduced to somebody, you might shake their hand, you'll look them in the eye, you'll do all the right things. And then you go, wait, who was that again? Maybe it was a couple weeks later, maybe it was whenever, but you go to this thing and you go, what was that name of that person that talked to? And then it's kind of like one in one ear and out the other. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just sometimes human nature. And that's just sometimes how it works. But the more you start showing up, the more you start connecting with people, the more times that you're seeing, it'll start to click. And you'll go, wait a minute, I met you at that mixer at the Queen Mary. Oh yeah, I saw you at that luncheon at Parker's Lighthouse. And those connections is the start of that community that you're building. Those connections are the start of the relationships that's going to bring you more credibility, referrals, business. And not just because you're using somebody for business or for referrals, you're going to start building those connections where you might not know how much you actually have in common with somebody or how you might be able to create different synergies between each other's businesses. Right now, if you don't know, I still own a wine bar here in Long Beach. And there's a person that I've been working with for over 2 years now, and we just never really sat and talked about what we can do together to grow both of our businesses until we happened to be at a chamber event. And then it's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we ever think about that? So we're moving the needle on this new project, but that was 2 years in the makings. But it was a priority. It was just happened to be we were both at an event and we started chatting, and then it's like, I can't believe that we didn't come up with this before. It would have never happened had I not been there, had I not been consistent. But, you know, there's trust that needs to be built over time. And showing up and getting the job done and getting those referrals and meeting new people, all that is great, but you still have to show up. A lot of times I'll be on the phone with a new member or a potential new member, and they'll say they'll be from an industry where there's, you know, people a dime a dozen: auto insurance sales, home insurance sales, commercial business brokers, real estate agents. You know, yeah, they're everywhere. These people are everywhere. And they'll ask me, they'll say, how many, insert category here, how many realtors do you have? How many insurance brokers? How many bankers do you guys have in membership? And I'll tell them a lot. You know, there's no shortage of those. And they go, man, I think it's saturated. You know, there's no way I'll be able to penetrate that market. There's no way I'll be able to get any business from this. And I say, you know, just because we have all these members, we have over 1,000 members right now, and pretty soon we're going to be topping that 1,100 member mark. But just because we have 1,100 members as part of our membership here at the Chamber doesn't mean that all these people are coming to these events. So let's say we had 100 or 200 real estate agents. If they're not showing up to events, if they're not networking, if they're not getting their name out there, if they're not, you know, doing the things that need to be done, it doesn't matter how many we have, because as long as you're doing it, you're going to get those leads. You're going to develop those relationships. You're going to build your business based off of that. So I always say, don't worry about everybody else. You need to come out here and you need to do the work and you need to make this the priority, because the minute that you do that, doors will open up to you. Opportunity will open up to you. So I encourage you to not get discouraged by how many other of your quote unquote competitors there may be out there, because people do business with people they like, people that they know, people that they trust. And that's what the Chamber is all about. It's about getting you into the room so that way you can start building those independent relationships together. We open doors for you that may have not been possible previously. So that's what I want to say, is get out there. And you never know where those relationships are going to take you. Going back to my business up in Sacramento, the Ad Specialties thing, through my work with the Chamber, I was able to get big contracts. The California International Marathon was a contract that I got because of my connections and my work with the Chamber. The Special Olympics was another one that I got with my Chamber relationships and contacts and such. So do not underestimate the power of networking, the power of relationships, the power of being there and showing up. I know life gets busy. And if there's a 5:30 mixer that you paid 15 bucks or so to go to, and you're just there, it's 3:30, it's 4 o'clock, and you're emotional batteries are drained, you had a crazy day, and you just want to go home, you just want to like open a glass of wine, put your feet up and watch some TV and check out. I get it. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand it. I've been there. But you are sacrificing the opportunities to actually push your business forward. You're missing out on opportunities to build connections and to meet people who might just be that person that you need to know to get to that company that you've been trying to get to, the one that you build that relationship with. You just never know who's going to be there. So what I say is, time to man up. Put them big boy pants on. Get out there and say, this hour of the networking event, this event could be the most important hour of the week that I'm going to spend in my business. So do not get discouraged. Do not think that this is just, oh, I'll make the next one. These things are here for you, and I truly believe them. And I want to see you out there, and I want to see you shaking those hands, and I want to see you passing out those business cards, because that's what we do. We build those connections. We build those relationships. We help open the doors for you that you may not have been able to get to on your own. We are stronger together. I believe in all of our members. I love everything about what our members are trying to do, the businesses that they're building, how we're helping the community grow, the business community grow, how we're helping the city grow. So with that, I don't know what else to say. I want to see you guys at events. I want to see you making it a priority. I want to see you guys understanding the value of your membership. Joining is just joining. But you're not joining just to join. You're joining to participate. You're joining for those connections. You're joining because you know that there's something bigger going on, something bigger than you, something bigger than your company, and you want to be part of it. And that's what we're doing here with the Long Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. We are looking forward to what's happening with the Long Beach 28 games, the LA 28 games here in Long Beach. We're looking at that. We're looking at a whole bunch of different opportunities, and I want you to be a part of it. We have a huge opportunity that's just dumped right in our lap with the Olympic Games, and we are preparing for that right now. Because I want you guys to benefit, to profit from this once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generational opportunity to have the games right here in our own backyard. I don't know if you guys understand really what that means. So we're going to maximize every chance that we get to grow our businesses, to make more money, to give more hours to our staff, to better our community. We're going to figure out how to do that. We're doing it right now. And I'm excited to have you guys be a part of it. I'm excited to have you here as part of the membership. I can't wait to see you guys at events. We have over 100 different events that we put on every year. I think we were doing a count. I think we're up to that. Whether it's a mixer with the Long Beach Chamber, whether it's a Long Beach Young Professionals mixer or the Small Business Expo or one of our lunch and learn sessions. Women's Business Council, man, they're exploding. Catherine Wells is taking over next year as chairman. She's got tons of ideas about things that the Women's Business Council is going to be doing, really giving the Long Beach Young Professionals a run for their money in terms of number of activations and events that they do. So LBYP will be stepping it up as well, I know, because I've talked to them about it. They're excited about things that's happening as well. We want to build new business communities. I think that we really need to develop one for, as Celeste Wilson, our government affairs manager, really wants to develop a business council for veterans where we can create special opportunities for them. The LGBTQ community is also asking for additional assistance and being able to get plugged in to whatever. So we have a lot going on here. There's a lot happening in this area. Over 100 events every single year. So that means probably one or two events every month, something happening in the daytime, something happening in the evening, whether it's a small ribbon cutting and celebrating big business, whether we're doing events or lunches or webinars or topics along these lines. There's so much stuff that you can do to get involved with here in the Long Beach Chamber of Commerce. And I want you guys to take advantage of every opportunity that you have to be able to do. That's why I created this podcast. I said, we need to have a podcast. We need to make it free. We need to make it available to everybody to show the value of what the Long Beach Area Chamber of Commerce is doing here in the city. So enough about that. If you haven't joined already and you're thinking about it, just reach out to me. I'm at lbchamber.com or my information's in the show notes. And if you are a member and you kind of dropped off and you're saying, yeah, you know what? I really do need to get back into it. I really do need to get back into meeting some new people and get back into the chamber. Well, then just do it. You know, that's the only way that you're going to get value out of your membership. Think of it as the most important hour of marketing your business that you're going to have that week. So take that into consideration. Think about that. Because I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you at events. I can't wait to learn more about what you're doing in your business. So that way I can tell other businesses that I talk to. I love making those connections for you. So reach out to me. I'll see you at these events. Thank you for being a member of the Long Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. And yeah, that's it for me. All right, guys, we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Catalyst. We'll catch you in the next one. We'll see you.